This is in Kabbat Parshas Beshalach, Shabbat Shiro. I want to share with you Chizuk. Chizuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in this week's Parsha. And it comes up in so many places in this week's Parsha that I figured I will share with you at least a few of them. And it's a real gift, will give us chizuk and energy to continue getting stronger now by this Hashem. The most extreme or the strongest way it is brought about is from the Heiliger Tzadik HaKoyin in his Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik in this week's Parsha. It says, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdoi, which we say every day in davening. They believed in Hashem and in Moshe. I want you to listen to the words of Reb Tzadik HaKoyin. He says, Kishem shetzaruch adam lahamin b'Hashem yizbarach. Just like there's a chia for a person to believe in Hashem, emuna. Kach tzaruch achakach, after that, lahamin ba'atzmoy. Sheyesh l'Hashem yizbarach esekimoy. You have to have a moon in yourself that you are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says you have to. He says you need to have a mind that you. You have to believe in Hashem. He says Moshe is us. Each and every one of us is a chelik of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what a person has to think, says Reb Tzadik HaKoyin, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdoi. Klal Yisrael had to believe not only in Hashem for Kriyas Yamsuf, they had to believe in themselves. And I want to explain to you why. The Gemara in Eruchin tells us that Klal Yisrael, during the splitting of the Yamsuf, says, Vayamru al Yam b'Yashem l'man Shemoy, because Baruch Hu, they turned against HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Yamsuf, and he has saved them anyway. And the Gemara tells us, what does it mean? They were rebellious. They said, just like we're going inside one side of the Yamsuf, and coming out the other side, so too the Mitzrayim. They didn't believe that they were going to come out and the Mitzrayim were going to stay behind. They thought they were going to get to the other side of the Yamsuf, and the Egyptians will be right behind them. Can I ask you a question? Is it possible for us to even take this in and understand this? Could you imagine they just saw Kriyas Yamsuf and they don't believe in Hashem? And Tzadikim tell us, no. When it says they were lacking Amunah, it wasn't Amunah and Hashem. Of course they believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it. They didn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to do it for them. They were missing in their Muna. When the Gemara tells us that Klal Yisrael was katne Muna at that time, they were katne Muna in themselves. They did not believe that they're deserving of it. And if you go through this in all Svarim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes this explicitly. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma titzak elai, why are you screaming? Dabar al b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings down something incredible. Hashem says, forget about me now. You have a moon in me. You need to have a moon in yourselves. You need to believe that you're worth splitting the Yamsuf for. The second a person realizes he's worth splitting the Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's going to work. And as I mentioned, if you go through the entire parasha of Kriyas Yamsuf, it's all about Klal Yisrael coming to recognition that it's for them. It's incredible if you go through the Svarim HaKadoshim on this parsha. We needed to go ahead and believe. What does it mean, believe? You know, Reb Yankel Galinsky, he was he's a nifter a few years ago, he was very close to Chaznish. The Chaznish sent him to many, many, many places to risk his life and save Jews in all sorts of places. And he used to write him letters. L'chvoid Reb Yankel, on one letter he wrote, L'chvoid Yedidi Reb Yankel. He wrote, Dear my dear friend Yerank, this became the most prized possession of Reb Yankel Galinsky. Why? And not only that, because he was called a friend, he did, of the Chazon Ish. He wrote in his tzavah, in his will, that they should bury him with this letter. So when he comes up to Shemayim, and whatever they say, he'll say, hello, pull out a letter, I'm a friend of the Chazon Ish. And he used to talk about this letter with such joy and pride. The day came. And he came up from shul one day and he ripped it up. And that's it. His family said, what happened? He says, I realized how silly I was all these years. I'm excited that the word you did uses on the Chazon Ish. We say in davening in the morning regarding Kriyas Yamsuf. We say, V'yedidim hevarto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu led through the Yamsuf, his Yedidim, his friends. He says, I'm a friend. Hashem tells me he's my Yedid, he's my friend. I need a letter from the Chazon Ish that he's my friend. What was I busy with? So excited with that letter. Of course I'm a Yedid of the Chazon Ish. I'm a Yedid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, I never realized it. Realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and broke every ounce of nature in this week's parasha. For who? For you, for me, for us. And Klal Yisrael was like pinching themselves. Do I really deserve this? That was the mistake. Yes, you do deserve it. When a person doesn't believe in themselves, they can fall. We need to be mechazik, how precious we are, and how special we are. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear our voice. As a matter of fact, the Medrash in this week's parasha says that the only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the whole Kriyas Yamsuf was because we used to daven to him while we were in Mitzrayim. And he said, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your tefillah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear us. And when you are told that, and when you feel that, you believe in yourself. What's the chizuk from Kriyas Yamsuf? Why is it here that we're called V'yedidim Hevarto? We're friends that were led through. Why is that? Because here's where we saw the friendship. We saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, what do you mean? You think you're like the Mitzrayim? You think you're going to come out on the other side? No, you won't. I love you. And when we're standing and davening to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Reb Chaim Volozhin says, is, it's about you. You go ahead. When you believe in someone, you empower them. There are so many stories I can share, but I think everyone knows stories about people who gave up and someone told them how they believe in them. Next time you're standing in front of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're about to daven, and you're just like, not, you don't know, like you're really interested. Think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's all up to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't daven. Let me see you. Just go. Let me show you. I'm going to do it for you. Klal Yisrael was so sucked into Mitzrayim, they didn't realize anymore how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them. But now, they recognize it, and we have chizik from it. So every morning in davening, V'yedidim hevarto, HaKadosh Baruch Hu led his friends through. We are those friends. Remember, if Yanko Galinsky, the letter from the Chazon Ish didn't mean much anymore. When did we see this Yedidus? Through Kriyas Yamsuf. When the Mitzrayim went in and we went out. Why? Because Baruch Hu said, I know you're going to take on the Torah and you're going to grow and be something. Have a wonderful Shabbos.